Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I'm a parent coach and therapist. No one ever contacts me because things are going so well. So most of the stories I hear from parents are about problems, challenges, and children's misbehavior. Parents come to coaching sessions because they want better, more effective skills, and that's a great goal to have. But before you can address misbehavior, it helps to really understand what misbehavior is. And it's not as obvious as you may think. So, what are the things your children do that make you a bit crazy? What are the behaviors and misbehaviors that you wish you had an effective solution for? When I ask parents and teachers this question, they have no trouble coming up with answers. The list is usually a long one and includes things like whining, defiance, tantrums, hitting, refusing to do homework, lying, attitude problems. Well, you can probably make a long list yourself. What parents usually want are answers, preferably short, simple, effective ones. But the truth is that a child's less attractive behavior can happen for a multitude of reasons, and unless you understand those reasons, you're unlikely to be successful at changing the behavior. Close your eyes for a moment, unless you're driving, of course, and picture an iceberg floating in a cold, steel-gray sea. Think Titanic if you need help. Science tells us that part of the iceberg you can see is only 20% of its mass. The other 80% is below the surface of the water where you can't see it. A child's behavior is just like that iceberg. What you can see is what's on the surface, a child refusing to do homework, for example. But below the surface is a big chunk of information that's critically important to solving the problem. Here's an example. Is it possible for a child to refuse to do homework because she's learned that she gets a lot of your time and attention when she refuses and she likes that attention? Is it possible for a child to refuse to do homework because she wants to show you you're not the boss and you can't make her do it? Is it possible for a child to refuse to do homework because she feels hurt by something you've said or done, knows homework is important to you, and wants to hurt you back? And is it possible for a child to refuse to do homework because it's genuinely difficult and she truly believes she can't do it? The answer to all these questions is yes. And unless you understand what's going on for your child, you won't really know how to respond. Simply insisting she do it and then punishing her when she refuses doesn't solve the real problem, her beliefs and motivations. What your child believes about herself, you, and the situation is the big chunk of the iceberg that you can't see. But there are ways to discover what's lurking there, beneath the misbehavior. If you have a toddler throwing tantrums, the iceberg might include limited speech development and emotional vocabulary, an inability to manage frustration, lack of sleep, stress, or developmental challenges. It's pretty clear that yelling at that preschooler, taking away a favorite toy, or sending them to time out isn't going to address the real problem. The parents and teachers I've worked with have found the iceberg metaphor extremely helpful. When you see a behavior you don't like or understand, take a deep breath, calm yourself down, and ask yourself, what's below the surface for the child? Why does her behavior make sense to her? What can you do to actually solve the underlying problem instead of just reacting to what's on the surface? Understanding the belief behind behavior is one of the central concepts of positive discipline. What sort of icebergs are floating around your home? For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.